Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Indoor Building Solutions Q1 FY27 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this call is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Arvind Nanda, Managing Director. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thanks for taking time out to join the call. So I think people are now fairly familiar with what Interact does and what is the pre-engineered building, a combination of engineering, design, marketing, production, delivery at site, and erection, like a nut and bolt assembly of a plant of any size or any type. So over the years, Interact has developed itself and made itself capable of designing and engineering and executing various very, very complex projects, very complex industries, paint lines, EVs, your renewables, lithium batteries, data centers. And going forward, we are concentrating on making it capable of providing steel solutions for nearly every kind of building which may come up in the future. So we are concentrating on heavy structure requirements where buildings like high-rise buildings, data centers, large commercial buildings, large heavy buildings like power stations or steel plants, fertilizer plants, port infrastructure. The basic idea is to convert Interact into a complete building solution that whatever kind of building you have, we may be able to engineer it, definitely able to detail it, produce it in-house, deliver it at site in a very proper sequence and pieces, ready-made, everything done, and just assembled at site at a nut and bolt assembly. More and more people in India are looking at this as a solution for their construction because it is very fast, as we all know. Speed is nearly, you save about 50%-60% time, plus all the work is off-site. And it's a lump sum situation where one company takes responsibility for everything. So for the client, it's a very win-win situation. But as Interact, as a pre-engineered building company, as a building steel solution company, we have to make ourselves capable. That is the key to this business. If we are not capable of doing these kind of buildings or the customer doesn't perceive us to be capable, then there is no way that we can get orders. But I'm very proud to say that today we are perceived as one of the top players, and most of the challenging jobs, challenging clients, very complex clients do come to us for even their newer and newer requirements, knowing that Interact will be able to or can, and if they do and they say yes, then they will be able to execute the challenge, whatever the new kind of buildings may be. So in preparation of that, we have now started our heavy structure plant in Andhra Pradesh on a trial production basis. The official production, commercial production should be by end of this month, early next month. In the meanwhile, we have also started the Gujarat pre-engineered building plant, our first plant in Gujarat, on 9th of July. The phase two, we should be done by October. So that will be a full-fledged plant during the year, adding to our capacity and making it our fifth fully integrated plant. The second phase of the heavy structure at the same location, the civil works has already commenced, and we hope that the second phase will also be done by March, and in continuation, the third phase by December of next year to make it a full plant catering to about 75,000 sq ft-80,000 tons of heavy structures because we see a lot of demand coming from data centers and high-rise buildings. Parallelly, we are also working on a lot of export markets. We have been exporting to Africa and neighboring countries, but U.S. and Canada are very much on our horizon. We have found good buyers over there. We have found a good partner in Canada, a couple of them, as well as in U.S., who have started buying buildings from us. And we feel that as they are delivered, the numbers and the quantity and volume of exports will keep going up. We are concentrating on building up that market. We are participating in more and more exhibitions and conferences to meet more builders and convince them that we can do the kind of building that they want and deliver to them on time. So that it should give us a good new stream, at least in 2027-28. For our projections, as we have mentioned, we will meet 2150 to 2200 in this year. We are well on target. We have had a 30%, 25% increase in first quarter year on year already. We have a very good order book. We have increased the order book in the last 3 months to about 1,860 crores now. So keeping in view that we want to do at least 600 crores per quarter going forward for next 3 to 4 quarters on average. They could be up and down. We are started booking orders on that basis. There are a lot of inquiries, a lot of business available in the market. But like I always mentioned, that we need to take orders which we can deliver on time. Well, that is the most critical aspect of being a pre-engineered building company. With the heavy structure also starting, and at least in the next year, giving us the full capacity of phase one and partial phase two, we want to revise our projections for 2728 to 2700 crores from 2500 crores. EBITDA and PBT, etc., we are keeping at the same level. But we go forward, and I think our operational leverage and our internal control of expenses kicking in, we should increase our EBITDA. But currently, we are aiming for 9.5% to 10% in 27-28 and 26-27 remaining as we had projected. So we are well on track for our projection. And I think now I will open the floor for questions so that a lot of points can come up during your questions and answers. Thank you. To Manish now.
Yeah. So thank you, sir. And good evening, everyone, and thank you for joining us today. As Mr. Nanda said, we commenced FY27 on a positive note, and the broad environment and the capacity expansions has already been briefed by Mr. Nanda already. So I would like to just give you an update on the order book and immediately followed by the financial highlights, and then we have the questions and answers. So the pipeline continues to remain healthy, reflecting sustained customer confidence and improving investment activity across key industries. We operate virtually in all industries, including the sunrise industries like the semiconductor, EV data centers, and all of those kinds. And as of 31st July 26, our order book stood at 1,864 crores, significantly better than where it was 3 months ago, when we addressed the last investor meet. It also includes a major order for a major energy company in Barodhara, which is 165 crores. And we continue to remain disciplined in our order selection, quality of the orders, focusing on projects that align with our execution capabilities, strategic priorities, and profitability objectives. And our diversified customer base and integrated business model position us well to capitalize on the opportunities emerging across India's industrial landscape. Looking ahead, we remain focused on the execution, strengthening the customer relationship, and expanding our manufacturing and engineering capabilities, which are our core of the business. Our integrated business model backed by our strong in-house engineering does help us in achieving our objectives quarter over quarter, year over year. While the first half of the financial year is expected to remain relatively measured due to the seasonal factors in our business, we expect execution momentum to improve progressively as we get out of the monsoon and over the coming quarters. And with a robust balance sheet, expanding manufacturing footprint, disciplined capital allocation, and continued investments in future-ready capability, we remain well-positioned to capitalize on India's evolving industrial and infrastructure investment cycle. Coming to the financial highlights for the quarter one of FY27, revenue for the quarter stood at 460 crores, registering a year-on-year growth of 20.7% compared to 381 crores in the same quarter last year. EBITDA for the quarter stood at 39 crores as against 32 crores in the last year same quarter, reflecting a growth of 24.6%, which is more than the revenue growth, so the pricing is better. EBITDA margin for Q1 FY27 remained stable at 8.6%. Profit after tax for the quarter remained flat at 28 crores as a function of the other incomes, and which I will explain later. And the total order book, as I explained, is in upwards of 1864 crores. So thank you very much, and we can open the floor for the questions and answers. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Sudeep from Ambit Capital. Please proceed.
Thank you for the opportunity, sir. My question was on the revenue run rate for Q1. So you mentioned that for 9 months, the revenue run rate for FY27 would be around 600 per quarter. So this time it was around 460 crores. Lower than Q3 of last year and Q4 of last year. So what was the reason, what was the reason behind lower revenue number for this year, quarter?
See, normally because of the seasonal conditions of clearances at site and work happening at site, you will notice that nearly every year the pickup is that first quarter is lower than second quarter. And then third and fourth, that is how it picks up in any case. So there is nothing unusual about it. So order book is in place, capacity is in place. It's just that during these two quarters, the first two quarters, sometimes the clearances and site conditions don't allow us to dispatch these customized materials. So that is why I said we are aiming for 600 a quarter. We have to actually do about 1,700 crores in the next 9 months to meet our target. So we will, it will vary a little bit in each quarter. It's not going to be flat. So it could move up to say 550 and then 600 and then 620 like that. But that is the standard, trend we have seen in the past as well. So nothing unusual.
Okay. It was actually lower than Q2 of last year, and we had a commissioning of capacity 40,000 MT coming up in September, October 25. So that was the reason why I asked, why was it even lower than Q2 of 2026?
Well, a lot, like I said, a lot depends on our clearances that we get. Q1, Q2. Can be different depending where our work is going on. Sometimes in the first quarter there is rains or there is no clearances at certain sites because we are doing work there and the sites are flooded or work cannot be done. And the second quarter becomes better and sometimes it is vice versa. So there is nothing to worry about it. What we got into production last September was the second phase of the Andhra plant. The first phase was already there. The second phase, which is about 20,000 tons, came into play in September last year and is being utilized now. So there is no reason to worry because our business is not always the same every quarter. First two quarters can vary. So nothing to worry about is that.
Sure, got it, sir. So my next question was on the announcement of QIP. So that is like 250 odd crore. So what would be the kind of envisage utilization of proceeds?
See, we had earlier got an approval for 100 crores, you know, in the board meeting 6 months ago, then got the shareholders' approval. Then we figured that there's a lot of change happening in the Indian landscape of industry, and we need to speed up our expansion plans. So the basic fund utilization is that the phase two and phase three of heavy structure, which I mentioned earlier, in Andhra itself, will be about 150 crores. We want to speeden it up. Earlier, it was going to be a little slower, one phase a year. Now we are doing in 1.5 years all three phases. Then another plant in Gujarat to meet our pre-engineered building requirements. We will need another plant in Gujarat for which we already bought the land. So that's another 50 to 60 crores. And 50 to 60 crores will be required for our what we have signed our MOU with the Canadian company to set up a 100% export unit for steel structure, which is called open web joist system, to be exported 100% to them. And so that is overall, you know, sort of broad figures, about 140, 50 crores in heavy structure, 50 to 60 crores in the Gujarat plant two, not phase two of this, but plant two. And the open web joist system 100% export unit. And to just give you an idea, the last time we raised funds was in the IPO, about 180 crores. And till today, we have already spent about 240 crores in CapEx in the last 2 years. 2 years, you know, say from 1st April 24 to now. So the idea is to speeden up the expansion and not wait for internal resources, because right now the market is picking up and we feel that we should be a major participant in the market.
Sure. Thank you, sir. Those were my questions.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Anuj Shah from PhillipCapital. Please proceed.
Thank you for the opportunity and congratulations on steady set of numbers. Coming on to the JV that we signed, sir, with ER Steel in Canada, can you just elaborate on the rationale behind this partnership and synergies that Interact expects to derive in terms of, say, technology or, you know, product capabilities, customer acquisition? What sort of revenue potential do you envisage from this venture over the next couple of years, 2 to 3 years time frame?
We had met this company a year and a half ago. For basically exports to of pre-engineered buildings to Canada and North America. So while we were talking to them and they visited our factories and met us, and they felt that we had the capabilities because the North American market requires very high quality and very precise deliveries. They are very conscious of that while they are ready to pay the price for it. So they felt that there is a system called open web joist system in US, which is very commonly used, but only in the North American market. Very few other countries in the world, and India, of course, doesn't use at all. So they felt that there's a huge market in North America. And if we collaborate, that means we concentrate on the marketing, on the manufacturing and the factory part of it. And they concentrate on the sales and the engineering and getting the customers, that we can build up a good market for it. There has been buying in the past from other players in US, and it's a you know, there are not that many players because this is a item which requires a lot of manpower and manufacturing, which US and Canada don't seem to be very competitive in. So the idea was that let's set up a joint venture. We concentrate on the manufacturing part. Make the item, they sell, they send us the orders, we manufacture and we supply to them, and the Canadian and US part is looked after by them. Whether it is sales, whether it is collection, whether it is installation, everything is looked after by them. So we are very keen overall to build up an export market. So we feel that export should be an important vertical going forward, and right time to build up is now when there's a lot of demand from North American market also, in other countries as well. And we are in a good position give our expertise that we have developed over the last 20-25 years in manufacturing, in design, in quality standards to other people and leverage on that. Exports will be more profitable. Prices there are higher. We will make more profit. The expense on sales marketing is zero. Expense on project management is zero. So therefore, we feel that exports is very important. And this is a part of that overall strategy. Over a period of time, this plant is being set up for about 15,000 tons. So I feel that over a period of time, if we take an average price, currently we can take about $1.50. So it will be about $22-23 million full capacity. But of course, it will take 2-3 years because it's not going to be overnight that we'll get this figure. In our first phase, we are planning about 4,000 to 5,000 tons, which will give us a sale of about $7.5 million. So about say 70-75 crores with a good, I would say maybe with a 20% EBITDA margin on that. And capacity is, of course, 3 times of that. So in the next 2 to 3 years, I think it should develop into, if the production time is 1 year, we should be in production by 1st July or end July next year. And then it will take us about 2 to 3 years to build up this capacity. That is our idea. Maybe it will be faster, but of course we will be ready to expand into another phase of this if the demand picks up. That is how we are planning it. So overall, this plant will give us about $22-23 million of sale from India, and a profitability of about 20% is what we are aiming for.
Okay, understood, sir. My second question is, sir, what is the current capacity utilization that you've done in Q1, sir?
So we have a current capacity of approximately, with the Gujarat plant also coming up, of about 220,000 tons. And if I'm not mistaken, I think we have done about 190,000 tons last year. Manish, is that correct?
162,000 tons, and we had a capacity of 200 at that time, sir. So it was about 80%.
Okay. So you can answer that question in full to them.
Yeah. So the last year capacity, sir, was 200,000 tons. And with the inauguration of the Kheda plant phase one, it has gone up to 221 to be precise. And last year our sales was 162,000 metric tons. So that's a capacity utilization of 80%. But in our business, the utilizable capacity is about 85 to 90% of the installed capacity. So if I look at the utilizable capacity, we were at about 88% of the utilizable capacity.
And in Q1, how much utilization was done, sir?
Yeah, so Q1 sale is about 38,499 tons. So 38,500 tons is the total volume that we have done in the quarter one.
Okay, out of the 2 lakh metric tons.
That is correct. So that's about 80% again. Because the quarterly capacity is 50,000 tons, so of that.
Okay, understood. As far as the outlook is concerned, sir, so full year we are aiming for say 2,200 to 2,300 odd crores revenues. But are we, also confident of maintaining our margins? And because this time we've done around close to 8.5-8.6% kind of a margin. Are we confident of, recouping that and, shifting away to, 9-9.5%, 10% kind of a margin band that we've done in the previous years? What sort of margin trajectory are we aiming for in this year and probably next year as well?
Well, we are aiming for a sales target of 2150 right now. Trying to increase our margin. I think as we get into more complex job and more complex clients, I think our margins should go up. And also, again, we are concentrating a lot on our internal economies, better purchasing, less wastage, better recoveries, other cost reductions that we can get as a bigger company to increase the margins internally as well. So we are working on both. And I think margins will gradually go up with addition of exports, with addition of heavy structures. We are also trying to leverage our present expenses to increase our turnover in these lines. So I think it will show results, but I'm not very sure whether it will show immediate results this year, because we have to also, whenever we open new plants and new areas like we have done Gujarat and heavy structure, a lot of expense goes into that in advance of actually the sale happening. But I think on 27, 28, we are quite hopeful that we should increase our margins, substantially.
Okay, understood. So thank you so much for answering it. I think that's it from my side. All the best, sir. If I have any questions, I'll fall back. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, in order to ensure that the management is able to address questions from all participants in the conference, please limit your questions to two per participant. The next question is from the line of Ronald from ICICI Securities. Please proceed.
Yeah, thank you, sir, for the opportunity. And firstly, sir, on the the treasury income part. So does this quarter, you know, have lower other income because of lower treasury? Does the, you know, the working capital issue, especially on the payment side, which you are getting affected last quarter, is it still persisting or has it normalized?
No, we are in a much better condition. Last quarter, we had explained that, a lot of the large projects were in the stage where the billing had been done, money had not been recovered, and we had also stocked a little bit extra because of the prices going up of steel. And on the other side, to get proper supplies, which a lot of people were not able to get, we were paying the suppliers sort of, literally advanced payments to buy the steel. So all these three things together had the negative effect. Now, we are back to positive now. And I think the other treasury is because we are spending money on CapEx. Like I mentioned earlier also, out of 180 crores that we raised during the IPO, we've already spent 230, 40 crores. So the money has, earlier the treasury funds were coming in and interest was coming in because we had that money with us. Now it is getting spent. So in a way, it is a good thing. And depreciation is also going up. So other income is basically the money that we were holding while we had to spend it. So instead of holding it, we have now built up the capacity. But we that should give us more operational profit going forward, of course.
Okay, great. So secondly, on the, just a clarification, like if there is a large order, then it comes out for tendering, then does that order, has already got the designing and those things done and there is a, cutoff already, so you now have to bid. So instead of you designing and everything, so I was a little bit confused that if a company, say mid to larger size companies, if they come out for some plant expansion or anything of that sort, so they should have done, an estimation of the capex, what they are going to do through a consultant or through a designer already, rather than, PEB players again doing the designing and going for the bid.
Okay, Manish, can you answer the question?
Yeah, so I'll answer this, sir. Sir, in our case, any customer who's building a new factory or a data center or any kind of building, they when we use the word design for them, it is basically the layout. Means how the building flow will be there, where which machine will fit. We do not get the final structural design from either the consultant or the customer. They only do the budgeting based on their past experience. For every bid, we only get what we call a design basis RFQ and the architectural drawings, basis which we carry out the entire structural design. Not the building layout design, calculate the bill of quantity, how much of which steel is going to get used, and then bid. So for us, each building has to be first estimated, then quoted, and then the order will come to us, and then we will do the final detailing. there is no design that comes to us from the consultant. That is what our business is. Yeah.
Okay. Great, sir. Thank you and best of luck, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Shubhankar Gupta from Equity Capital. Please proceed.
Hi. So, first question is that I think, Avin, sir, you mentioned that there were a lot of changes happening in the industry landscape. Right. Just wanted to understand if you can guide us a bit on that.
I think we lost a little bit of the signal. Can you just repeat the question, please?
But I'm saying that you initially mentioned that, you know, the QIP of 100 was cancelled out and QIP of 250 crores was approved by the board, right? Because of the changes happening in the industrial landscape and we...
Mr. Shubhankar, your line isn't clear.
Am I audible now?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, but we'll lose you at some point. Yeah.
Sorry, is it? Okay, let me know. So what I'm asking is that you mentioned in the beginning of the call that we were planning QIP of 100 earlier, but have done 250, right? Because of industrial landscape changes, which we were observing on the ground. So just wanted to understand what those changes are and you know, what's happening on the ground. That's one.
Yeah. See, what we are seeing is that two things are happening. One is, of course, a lot of the large projects are coming into India because India is trying to encourage through PLI schemes and other semiconductor plants, renewable plants, lithium battery plants, EVs, and now again, the car industry has started moving again, automobile industry, which was not building for many years. So there's a lot of industrial movement because of these very large plants. Most of these industries require very large plants, so therefore the size has increased dramatically. A lot of the FMCG and paint, they're also coming back. But also another thing which is happening in our landscape is that the steel use, the usage of steel as a building material is also changing. You know, like I said, data centers, high-rise buildings, these are also moving a lot towards steel. So both these things happening together is straining everybody's capacity. So either we bid, and take the order, but then we need to have the capacity because these orders are very large. Most of the large orders today, whether it is EV, whether it is, they're all divided between 2 to 3 companies. So there's no one company which can do it even now.
Mm.
So that is a big change in landscape. One is the size of the projects, which the government of India at least is trying to attract into India. And what is happening. And second is the usage of steel in a lot of projects which were not using steel earlier.
Got it. So, sir, second question is actually on similar lines only. So, you mentioned that, you know, we have been entering the newer segments, data centers, right, renewables probably. So, just want to understand, like, what part of our, the Q1 revenue came from these newer segments. If you could help us elaborate a bit on what these newer segments are according to you, and then what percentage of the order book of 1864 crores is from these newer segments?
See, new segments,
also
we have...
These...
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah, carry on.
But I'm saying also, are these the newer segments only? Are they also margin accretive for us?
See, what we are calling newer sectors is that, you know, these renewables, EVs, lithium battery, data centers, semiconductors, the chips. There are a lot of these which we are calling the new age industries. That is coming in a big way in India because, you know, Indian government is also trying to attract, phones, phone assembly, as we have seen the numbers have gone up. So I think this is what we are calling the new age industry. And we have positioned ourselves pretty well to cater to that kind of industry, in India. So margin accretive depends on the competition. Yes, of course, as they become larger, you become one of the few companies which can do it. But you are not the only company. So it's not that I can demand whatever I want. But yes, they know that only 2 or 3 of the companies can do this kind of project. So you don't compete with everybody else who can bid very low. But here's the emphasis of the client also is that the doability. will these guys be able to engineer, design my project in time, produce it in time, deliver it in time, erect it in time, and in a proper sequence? So those things are in his mind. It is not only a production item. See, so because it starts from design engineering. And then whole thing has to be delivered in a sequence, because these projects are so large that I can't deliver everything and then start erection. I have to deliver in a very, you know, tight, proper sequence. Every nut and bolt for a certain area has to go together with all the columns and beams. Then only will it get installed. So that is how the customer's mindset works. So naturally, we earn a little better margin also, because the moment the size of the project increases, our productivity level also goes up. You know, a 10 crore project, a 10 crore projects will be costlier for me than 100 crore project. Sometimes I might have to, you know, go lower in price for a 100 crore project as a margin, but might land up making more. And as I increase my turnover, then actually my overheads get divided over a larger turnover. So there are a lot of things that play in this business. Sometimes I have to take a very large order at a low margin. Sometimes I can get, you know, good margin. But our idea is to build up a clientele, you know, which will give us a good margin, appreciate us, give us a good margin, give us a good value. We deliver a great job. And they, because, you know, total capex involved in a building, even in a lithium battery or that, is very low compared to their total capex. But it's a very critical item of capex for them. If the building is not done on time, you know, there's nothing that they can do. So therefore, okay, if it's 8-10... So therefore, it will get... So our focus is that only, that go with the large companies, go with the companies which appreciate partnership, a company like us, you know, which deliver, which are professional in working, which are very knowledgeable in design engineering, very good in sales. So make yourself a good partner to the world's best companies in India. And then I think it will come. So we can only do the effort. You know, the results sometimes are not really in your control, but our effort is to reach a point where we do make much better profits than we make today. We don't think we are making very good profits. You know, we should do much, much better. But then it's not, everything is not in our hands.
No, fair. So, I mean, just my questions on this were from Q1, like, what are the newer segments which you just mentioned? What percentage of work will be...
I don't have the exact breakup. Manish, do you have the exact breakup, or we can send it to them later?
Oh, we can send it to them later. But I can tell you that part of the next part of your question, that how much of our order book is through this new age industry and new segment, that's about 35%.
35%. Okay, got it.
Remaining order book with the new age industries, as well as the new sector, which is the multi-story buildings and data centers and hotels and all of that.
Got it. No, that's fair. Thank you. I have actually another question I can ask later also, probably, if I take not too much time.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Akshay Kolekar from Dalal & Broacha. Please proceed.
So my question is on basically the PEB business. So based on the recent conversation in a call, and from last 1 to 2 years, you are doing capex. So is it like this industry look like quite capital intensive? So would you agree that the sustainability in a growth in business is difficult without regular investment, that like in PEB industry require capex in manufacturing capacity? Like, how should investor think about this? Yeah, that's it. That's my first question.
You see, how much you want to expand capacity, that is the key in this. You know, it's up to you. I mean, you don't have to expand capacity if you don't want to increase your business. But we feel that we are in a very good position in this industry. The country is in a very good space where it is expanding fast. People need to build faster, build bigger. They are shifting to steel as a building material very easily. They want to deal with one company as a lump sum, one-stop shop kind of a thing. So we are in a very good space. So we are building capex at a speed where we feel that we can cater to the market. And you know, like I've always mentioned, that for us, it is a four-legged animal. So just by putting money in the factory, which is what is most visible, it doesn't make a pre-engineered building company. I have to make sure that my sales, marketing, design engineering people, project management, certified builders, truck drivers, trade, everything is in place before I can get an order and execute it. Most visible in expenditure is, of course, the factory. But it's entirely up to us. We feel that our clients are growing. They want to give us more business. Many times I have to refuse and not be able to take it. So that is, I think, a company choice. It's not a business. Otherwise, I don't think we are a very high capex kind of a company, a business as well. But it's our choice. We want to grow fast. We want to take advantage of the changing situation. And we have made up our mind that we have to be in the top two companies in India, come what may. And actually, we cannot be in the top two companies if we don't have the capacity. There's no question. So,
okay.
That is our decision.
Okay, okay. Okay. And my second question is how much is your current contribution is from export? And what is your medium-term target for the export mix? You are doing the JV with Canadian company, and how the margin profile in export, it is better than domestic business?
No, Manish, can you answer that? No, right now exports are very low part, but Manish will give you a detailed answer.
Yeah, so sir, if we talk of particularly quarter one, our export contribution is very little. So out of, let us say, about 460 crores, it will be in the range of 10 to 12 crores. So that's answer number one. Answer number two is that, yes, whether it is export of our pre-engineered steel buildings to any country, be it North America or Africa, for which we have order book, or the new business that we are talking about, the open web steel joist, which Mr. Nanda also clarified that, there the EBITDA could be, in the north of 20%. So the answer is that for pre-engineered steel building business, exports do give us a little better margin than the domestic. And this special open web steel joint venture with Canadian company should give us an EBITDA in excess of about 20%.
And how is the target, your medium-term target for export mix?
Yeah. So as we said, that open web steel joist will come up somewhere, sort of in the end of quarter two next year. Whereas in short to medium term, we want to do about 10% of our total turnover through exports. That's in the short to medium term, 1 to 2 years.
Okay, got it. Thank you. That's it from my side.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Aseem from DAM Capital. Please proceed.
Yeah, hi, good evening. Just two questions. So this time in your revenue breakup for Q1, you have talked about 10% coming from buildings, which earlier used to be 2% or even 0% earlier. So just can you talk about what kind of buildings these were? Was it heavy structure linked or is something else part of it, since your heavy structure capacity is only coming up now?
Okay, so in a segment, sir, we specify the three segments. One is industrial, which is purely manufacturing units of people. Number two is warehousing and logistics, and number three is what we specified as buildings. Buildings are basically institutions. It could be a flight kitchen. It could be a commercial building, it could be an office building, it could be a multi-story building for somebody or a process building. So yes, that particular segment, which was not using steel as much as it is using now, is converting very fast from the RCC-framed buildings into steel-framed buildings. And this particular segment, which is the building segment, which is like what is not industry and warehouse is what comes here, is growing significantly. So even now our order book has orders for multi-story buildings within Delhi, outside Delhi, at the airport, a hotel, a data center. So this quarter it did include a data center as well within that 10% that we made in Noida for RailTel Corporation. So that segment is growing.
These buildings will not just be heavy structures, it could be, I guess, light grade structures as well, right? It's just a multi-storied building at the end of the day.
Yeah. A multi-story building could use a combination of the heavy structure, plus some part of it will be out of the pre-engineered building manufacturing segment, some part of the building. That's how you can call it that some of the multi-story building could be hybrid, that maybe 70-75% of it will come out of the heavy structure plant, and 20-25% could come from here. Yeah. Because we already have a line operational in Pantnagar, Kichha, for making these heavy structures already.
Okay.
See, heavy structure is just adds to your line. I mean, there is no like heavy structure buildings and light structure buildings. It's that, it gives us an advantage of how to make that building in the most, in the best commercial, technical, like you say, techno-commercial manner, because of the variety of items we can make. So then we can give the best commercial, technical solution to the customer. So there is no something that either it will only go from the heavy structure or it will only go from PEB plant. For us, the whole thing is a steel solution. What is the best solution, and give that, and make it in our in-house. That is the idea of making all kind. Now, after the heavy structures plants, we'll be fully equipped to really make anything for a steel building. That is our idea.
Okay. Got it. So basically, a steel structure will have part heavy, part light. That's how you want to look at it. So just if I wanted to ask, if your existing order book has any heavy structure numbers in it, or in your bid pipeline for that matter, that would technically not be a relevant question, right? That's how I should understand?
Yeah, no, it's a relevant question. So we can always divide it, okay, now this building we got, and 80% of this is being made in that heavy structure plant. So we can divide it like that.
Okay, that.
But
Okay.
our idea is to, yeah, our idea is that we should not be restricted in either bidding for a building, because it requires a lot of heavy structure, which I can't do competitively. So we were earlier restricted. In many kind of buildings, we were not able to bid because we were not competitive, since we didn't have our own heavy. So, no, you can divide it, but for us, it is to give the best solution to the customer.
Got it. Okay, and just lastly, I still ask, so in your now that your heavy structure line has started, or rather will start by next month, I'm assuming your heavy structure part of your order book will be still negligible, although you just said that 35% is new age PEB and heavy structures. But in terms of bid pipelines and all, are you already bidding for projects which involve heavy structures plus the lighter grade?
Yeah. As a general strategy, we start going into the market much before we set up our plant. Even though we might not take orders or take orders, get it made from somewhere outside. But as a general strategy, we always make sure that there is a market and we can bid for it. And yes, if we had our own plant, the customer would give us the order also. We have to have that position. We can't do it after we set up the plant. So in fact, we already have our first order, which we will put into trial production and commercial production for a data center to be manufactured in the new plant. So we already have that thing. But yes, of course, we have to do it a little slowly, because the speed, the quality, the quantity, what we can deliver is a little, something new for us. So these are completely new machines, different processes. And like I said, as Interroc, we are always very concerned about our reputation, that once we take something, we have to do it. So business is there. There's plenty of business in the market, that is available. And think everybody is doing well. Companies like JSSL, Sisco, I mean, they are all reasonably full companies which are doing mainly these kind of buildings. So I don't think business will be a problem, but we are taking it slowly, because we want to, not make have a misstep going forward. That's why from next year, we are taking about 200 crores of this business added on to our projection, and increase the projection to 2,700 crores. And then another quarter or two, we will know, and then maybe we'll revise projection.
but our idea is always to be a little cautious.
Fair enough, fair enough. Okay, thank you very much for answering my question.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Devang Patel from Sameeksha Capital. Please proceed.
So the last couple of orders have execution period of 15 to 16 months versus 8 to 12 months for our normal orders. Could you please explain what is different for these orders?
Manish?
Yeah. So sir, these are orders from the energy sector. So some of them are for the valve halls for the HVDC transmission line, wherein the engineering and the site clearances takes a bit longer than a standard industrial project. And that is why these orders have a little longish period. So you get your sites cleared for execution in about 6 months after you get the order. Otherwise, we get it in about 2 to 3 months, and that is why these are very specialized orders for the HVDC transmission lines or for very heavy transformer manufacturing, wherein the foundations and the civil work and the associated work, which is a preceding activity for us to begin, and the complicated engineering approvals takes a bit longer than the normal cycle, and such orders are normally on the variable price concept. That is why the thing is a bit long.
And if it is a transmission line project, that is what it seems, is it with a power utility or is it with an EPC contractor?
It is for an EPC contractor. It is from an EPC contractor, and it is not for transmission line per se. It is for the center from... In a transmission line, there is A and there is B. The place A is where the power is generated and B is where it is transferred to. So there are stations on either side. So this is one of those HVDC transmission central stations. So they are for very large multinational power companies which makes these solutions, which are HVDC solutions.
This is not a typical PEV order where you do the whole turnkey of the site?
For turnkey means we only do the steel work. We don't do the civil or electrical or plumbing. So they are all our orders are only for design, manufacture, supply and erection of the steel buildings, which is the superstructure. We don't do any other thing in any of the works.
Okay. The second question was on your cash flows in Q1. Last year, second half or Q4, we had a negative cash flow. Could you confirm what are our cash flows in the first quarter if you have those numbers?
Yes, we have the numbers, and let me just tell you. We had a 26.83 crores positive cash flow in the Q1 from operating activities. So it is almost equal to the PBT. So 26.83 crore is the positive cash flow from operations during the quarter.
Okay, but some of the outflows we had is not completely reversed those as yet. So the rest of the year we could still have a further better conversion.
Absolutely, absolutely. We look forward to have much more. Positive cash flows during the remainder of the year, definitely.
Okay, and with the orders that we are getting now, are we able to get better customer advances?
Our advances have always been better. I think we did explain the last year negative operating cash flow, that we executed some very large orders on a work contract basis, very large orders last year. So those are now getting completed and the billing and the payment collection is being done. So that was a very specific reason of why it had become what it had become. So there is very standard advance payment terms that we have for all orders, which was there and which is still there. So yes, the advances are intact.
Thank you. That's all for me.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vineet Mehta from Akshika Group. Please proceed.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, please.
Hello. Hello. Congratulations on good set of numbers. I just wanted to know, because you have planned to accelerate your capex in wake of new demand. So can you give me a roadmap of what amount you are going to spend this year and what amount you are going to spend next year?
Turnover figures?
Projected. No, he's talking about the capex that we spent last year and capex we want to spend this financial year.
No, I'm saying this year and next year, because you are going to accelerate your capex plans, right? Because
yeah,
you are
this year and next year. Okay.
Yeah, I think approximately half of 250 this year and half of 250 next year. I think that is the projection, Manish, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So it's about 129 this year and 133 next year.
Okay, so just a follow-up. Let's say that we have 80 crores last year, and this year also we'll make a good profit of around, as per your estimates and PAT and all, if we do a basic calculation, it should come around 150 to 160 crores plus 80 from last year plus depreciation of, broadly what I'm trying to say is we will be still having enough cash. Why are we accelerating this QIP? Is there like a sense which I'm not getting in this, the whole scenario?
No, you see, there's also working capital requirements. There's also idea of having financial strength. And like we have realized earlier that, situation changes pretty fast. So our call was that do we keep going back for more and more funds as we require, or we have the funds and we can speed up our capex faster if we need to, the market situation demands. Working capital is also a very critical requirement while we generate our own fund. But working capital is very critical as we go into larger orders. So to keeping everything in view, the advice we were given is that whatever you need for next 2 years, raise it together, then you will have the speed in your control rather than going back to the market again and again. So that's all. And our own funds which we will generate, we will need them for working capital, etc., etc. Because this is mainly just capex going into the plants. It's a business which will require working capital as well. So that is the advice we have been given, that don't go for it twice or thrice. Do it once, but still the timing is not decided. We haven't decided. We will go for it when we need it, which could be this year, within the next quarter, within the next 4 months. But the idea is to get the approvals and keep it. Then we can go with the speed of the market rather than, our own decided speed today. So that's the general advice, and I think it's a sensible advice to follow.
Okay. And like the new capacities which come up, do they also operate at 90% or initially this is very low? Like, can you help me with what will be the ramp up time take to go to 90% as of the existing facility?
I think pre-engineered building, they are reasonably sure that we will be able to keep 80 to 90% in that. Heavy structure, I think we will have a better idea by March this year. Of course, everybody starts on the projection that there's a huge demand and we are setting up a very small plant, so we should be able to meet it, and we have been in the market, so we should be able to get the order. But I would like to be more definite about the heavy structure plant utilization after a few months. Pre-engineered building, we are pretty sure, because we only set up a new plant once we are sure that our existing plants are meeting to 80 to 90%. We just want to be ready, that's all.
Okay. And one more thing, like in your commentary, I read there are near-term challenges arising from external market conditions. Can you elaborate on that? Like, what type of challenges you are seeing?
From external?
So in the commentary, where you have written about, our revenue has grown by 20%, the EBITDA has increased. despite of near-term challenges arising from external market conditions. So can you elaborate on what type of challenges you are seeing in this market conditions? Like,
Yeah, I think you know, every, yeah, I think everybody's gone through similar challenges because of the Iran war, prices going up, shortages, steel shortage, steel prices going up and remaining higher up, you know, meeting those challenges. Manpower, I think nearly everybody has faced that problem in manpower. While our factory manpower is still more under control, but the site manpower with our certified builders has been a challenge. So I think these challenges are generally there, but I mean, we also believe that some challenge or the other will keep coming up. But these have been a little extraordinary, yeah.
No, no, that was there. My question was related because if you are operating at 90%, you know, everything is going smooth. In what type of challenges are you seeing that going forward, what will ease down so you see better, you know, a good environment for you? That is what my sense was. That
we are saying that we are very good at meeting challenges. So a lot of challenges came up and we met all of them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, sir. Yeah, that will be from my side. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Nitin Jain from Fair Value Equity. Please proceed.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity and congratulations on a decent quarter. So my first question is on the revenue guidance for the year. You have very strong order book growth in the first quarter. Like sequentially, we have grown 9%. And the revenue growth also has been good at 20% plus. Besides, the capacities are coming up as planned. But we are still guiding for mid-teens growth. So do we foresee any quarter of single-digit growth or we are just being conservative?
No, I think we are going by our capacity also. You know, Andhra plant came up last year and we managed to do better in the second, third quarter last year because of the Andhra plant capacity. Now, after that, the new capacity has come up in Gujarat phase 1 and phase 2 by October or so. So keeping the capacities in view, we are trying to see whether we can make the plants more productive, etc. But currently, we don't feel that we can cross. You know, if you look at our earlier projections when we had given 2 years ago, we had said that we will reach about 2,000 crores or 20, you know, in 26, 27. And then grow this year by 20-25% because or next year by 20-25% because of the added capacity. Capacities came in play. See, there are a lot of challenges which keep coming up. I mean, a lot of people accuse us of trying to give low projections and then try to meet it. But the thing is, in this business, you have to be very cautious. Just because business is available, you can't take everything that comes your way. We don't want to take business which is doesn't suit our client profile, doesn't suit our delivery schedules, doesn't suit our payment terms. You know, so we are a little cautious as a company. And while we are building up capacity, but we have to be very careful on the other fronts as well. So I think it might beat the projections, you know, this year. But I think we'll have a better idea by maybe another 3 to 4 months. That how is the Gujarat plant performing, how is the, you know, the Andhra phase 1 and phase 2 are now working and they keep working at full capacity. So I think we are a little cautious because this is a business where it is better to be a little cautious than to go all out and start taking every order that comes your way and then, you know, suffer for various reasons, which we have seen in the past. It's very easy to be gung-ho when the things are good, but you have to also be prepared that you have to be very careful to stay on track. So we'll see, maybe by next investor call we might revise, but currently we don't want to revise this year.
Right. No, sir, the only reason I'm asking is despite the difficult circumstances in the last 3 months that we have seen, we have done very good on the profitability side as well. Despite the steel prices going up, yet we are guiding, we seem to be guiding on the lower end of 13 to 15%. I'm not able to. Do we foresee any single-digit growth quarter in the next 9 months?
No, I don't think we have any single-digit growth this thing, but we are also concentrating on profitability. I think sometimes the revenue growth you may have to sacrifice to increase the profitability growth. We are concentrating on that also. We are concentrating on trying to get better payment terms from customers, better pricing from customers. I think it's a thing with many balls up in the air, but we also want to focus on profitability. That is also very critical for us, to take orders and keep reducing your profitability. I don't think it's a very good idea in the long run. We are doing all that. I think let us see what happens. Right now, we feel that if this kind of turnover we can do with better profitability, we'll be happier than trying to achieve a higher revenue and not increase our profitability. Could that current market condition also give us an opportunity to increase our profitability? Challenges are there because there are a lot of fluctuations in your freight, this thing, your labor prices, labor have gone up. Erection prices have gone up. A lot of challenges are there, but we are concentrating on improving profitability also. Well, we have been doing it, Brian, for some years, but I think that should be also our focus going forward. You're not missing anything, but we are trying our level best that revenue growth without profitability growth doesn't make much sense to us. So we are trying to do both.
Okay. My second question is on the finance cost. They seem to have jumped around 20-30% this quarter, which is faster than the revenue growth. So if you could clarify, what is our debt to equity as of the quarter one? And would we be utilizing some part of the QIP for debt reduction, or will it be solely allocated to fund the growth? Thank you. That's all from my side.
I think the financial cost might be looking higher because the interest earning is not there. Otherwise, I don't think, if I'm not mistaken, I don't think there's any increase, and we have no debt. So there is no debt repayment or anything like that. All the QIP money will go into CapEx because we are a zero debt company. But anyway, maybe I might be missing something, Manish. Is that correct?
No, you are right, sir. So I would like to just clarify. The upward trajectory in finance cost is a function of our interest income not being there because we had IPO money and we had surplus cash, which we had parked in FDs, which was earning us interest and which we now spent in CapEx. Therefore, the interest income is not there. And since it is below the line, the finance cost seems to have gone up.
Manish, can I add something here?
Yes, please.
Because he's comparing the two quarters in terms of finance cost only.
Yeah, yeah.
It's with the growth, non-fund-based limits. No.
What I'm saying is, this quarter we are at 82, and last year, same quarter, we were at 64.
Yeah. You take new fresh announcements, so bank charge you one time processing fee. So there were some announcements to meet the growing needs of the business. So those processing fees one time were paid in this quarter. Some increase because of that. Finance, especially the finance cost.
Okay, that's very helpful. Thank you.
Thank you.
And that shows the answer Manishi and AN sir has already given to you.
Yeah, so we don't really have a debt and equity ratio because we have no debt.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rahul Kumar from Makaira Fund. Please proceed.
Yeah, hi. Just one question. The revenue guidance which you have given for FY27, does this include any business from the heavy structural projects? And and what does this revenue mean in terms of, the volume growth versus FY26?
Manish?
Yes. So, yes, it does include, and I think we have clarified in today's call well enough that heavy structure is not really
purely in the new plant, but yes, it will include about 100 crore rupees of what will qualify to be heavy structures, 150 crores of that. And in terms of the volumes, we will grow around 18% in the volumes. So volumes will be approximately 190,000 tons for this year.
Okay, thank you. Second question to Nanda sir. Sir, what is the kind of competitive intensity you're seeing on the, the new projects? Are you seeing any, other players actually being a bit more aggressive on the pricing front, especially in the context of, the expansion by a lot of other players?
You see, this is a business which is, to my mind, a very highly segmented business. While there is one word for it, pre-engineered building, but, many times I give an example, it is like a transport or a, auto industry. Auto will include a two-wheeler and go up to a Rolls-Royce or a plane or a train. So it is actually very segmented now. I think we all concentrate on our own market, on our own clients, and the demand is moving much, much faster to my mind than the competitive players who are coming in. And I think everybody has something to add to the market in that sense. As long as there is good competition, you see, what worries us in pre-engineered building and what has happened in the past is some bad quality players coming in. Then if they give bad quality material or they let down the customers, then they start trying to give a bad name to the pre-engineered building industry. But I think generally on the whole in the top 5-6 players, it's a good competition. Everybody is developing either their regional geography or their key clients or key industries. And we have our own. We do our own marketing. We do our own business development in our own way. Other companies do it in their own way. So competitive can only be if the size of the pie remains the same. I think that is not happening. Pie is increasing dramatically. From three companies between 2003 and 2008, today there may be 300 companies. So everybody has chosen their own field. Of course, there is price pressure, but we have never in this business found that there has been no competition. And the smaller the market, it seems more intense. So I think today the market is too large. There are people in steel industry doing elevated roads and bridges and girders of metros, metro stations, bullet train stations. And the quantities are so high that, we don't even know who all are doing it. I'm not too worried about the competitive environment. I think we have to be very sure that we can develop our own market. We can convince the clients that we want to work with that we are their preferred partners and we can be good partners to them, and then price is secondary. I am not too worried about this, and in fact, I'm very happy that new good players are coming in because they expand the whole size of the pie. Steel becomes more acceptable, and many times customers like competition. Even if they want to give me the order, but they like the fact that there is competition and they can go to other players and get prices. And, and they are not going to be stuck with only one player. So I think it's a completely changed environment from 10 years ago, completely changed from 5 years ago. And now as I see it, I think every year it will be a dramatic change because the steel usage is going up dramatically. So I'm not too worried about that. We have to be safe. Like I mentioned earlier, it's a business that you have to be very careful in. It's a business which can kill you very fast if you are not careful. Nobody has ever in this business closed down because of lack of orders. They have closed down because they couldn't deliver properly. So then they lost money, they lost payments, they had LDs, and that is how they closed. That has been my reading of the market. So nothing to worry about in competitive environment right now.
Okay, understood. And then last question, I think you mentioned about moving a bit more gradually or more conservatively on the heavy structural project, which is getting commissioned in Q2. But at the same time, you also have mentioned that you are actually you want to expand a bit more in that field, you know, doing two more expansion for the heavy structure. So what is that confidence based on at this point of time, you know?
See, like I mentioned a little earlier, that we always get into actual spending of CapEx once we have done 2-3 years of research. Because we are in this field, about 3 years ago, our sales and business development people started coming to us and saying that, look, there is a lot of requirement coming up like this, and we are not able to bid. So then we built up an in-house team which specialized in this. We brought some outside consultants because we didn't have the engineering skills for these kind of building in-house at that time. Built up a whole team and went and did a lot of business development and marketing and found a very good response. We didn't take any orders because we didn't have the capacity. Some orders which we did take were as part of the pre-engineered building. There was some heavy structures like in the Tata Electronics plant and a semiconductor plant and a lithium battery plant, which we then got manufactured from outside. But 80% to 85% was our standard PEB and 15% was that. So we have been judging the market for last 2-3 years. And then we said, ki, look, now it's time to invest, because if we don't have our own plant, it is not an easy market to tackle. We can't rely on others to give us the item. And that is what gives us the confidence, because we do it in a very graded, you know, structured manner, rather than just jumping into it because somebody else is doing it. That can we do it is a critical thing for us. Important thing is for me is not that is there a market for it or is there a demand for it. If I cannot meet it or the customer is not able to trust me for it, then I can't be in that business. So that is what we discovered. I am only going a little conservatively because, you know, in the end of the day, you have to get the order, you have to sell it, you have to recover your money, and you have to see what kind of business is that. I've started getting the order, but I want to be conservative so that it is a little different from pure heavy structure business like data centers and high-rise buildings, etc. It is different from the pre-engineered building business that we are used to. The clients are different. The way of working is different. Logistics, installation, a lot of things are very different. But, so we want to try it out. That's why I want to give myself a little time of this 5-6 months. Not because I can't sell, but I want to do it in a manner that I learn the ropes practically. But the confidence comes from last 3 years of work. It doesn't come from, you know, hearsay only. So
okay.
I think from next year onwards, we'll be more confident, yeah.
Okay. Understood. Just last thing, on this heavy structure only. So I think you mentioned that we have executed projects which is a combination of PEB and heavy structures. So when we, you know, get commissioned this this heavy structural projects, do the projects include the, you know, where there's a 100% usage of the heavy structures, or it will be continue to be a similar combination of standard PEB and heavy structures?
It could be either. You know, there could be a building which only, see, generally we know more of those buildings where there's a little hybrid system, because that is the kind of market we are in. But I think as we get solely into this market and see, okay, if somebody had a sole requirement of a structure which only used what we could make in a heavy structure plant, we normally avoided it because there was no way that we could even do it. But I think as we go forward, it will be a combination. So for us, it is not a different thing. I mean, I know it sounds a little different, but for us, it is heavy structure means that till now I could do a column or a beam or a hot roll section welded, you know, of a certain weight. Once it went over 4 to 5 tons, I didn't have the capacity in my plant to do it. But now I can go up to 20 tons. So that is the basic difference. The column might look the same as my standard PEB column. The beam might look the same. Hot roll sections I was doing earlier also, but not very productively because I didn't have too many good machines for it. So heavy structure is basically adding to our capacity to do more kind of buildings, more kind of structures, rather than being a totally new thing. I think we have to view it that it adds greatly to our portfolio. You know, when we say how are we doing R&D or how are we participating in other building, because like I said earlier, it's a very segmented business. So to cater to more segments, I have to then, you know, do more kind of structure so that I can do their building. So it could be either, it could be a hybrid. I see more hybrid going forward for us, which is the most useful for us, because very few heavy structure companies can do hybrid. And very few pre-engineered building companies can also do hybrid. So we will be in a good position to build hybrid and make it very commercial, technically viable for the customer. But yeah, I think going forward, it could be either. We are not really concerned long as we are selling, you know, and it can be used. But like I said, on the commercial, technical, both the issues, I think we will be in a more favorable position with these new plants.
Okay. Okay. Understood. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Due to time constraint, that was the last question. I now hand the conference over to the management for the closing comments. Over to you, sir.
To me?
Yes, we have to say thank you to the investors.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you very much, everybody. I'm sorry we couldn't take all your questions, but we are fully open to any questions. You can contact us anytime through SGA, through Ambit, through our own office directly, and any site visits, any plant visits you want. We are a totally open and transparent company, and we welcome suggestions, we welcome improvements, and we welcome all sorts of questions. We are open to personal meetings also. We do a lot of non-deal roadshows on Zoom as well as personal. So please contact us if you need anything. But thank you very much for joining this call. And thank you very much for your patience. Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of Ambit Capital, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your line.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.